Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Kufhei. We are holding on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bar Simcha Aleha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. Yisrael return home safely. We thank both sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So today's daf is going to be entirely about the sugya of Tfos Lashon Rishon, or Tfos Lashon Achron. What if you have a person who says two Lashonos, and they seem to contradict each other? He speaks out of both sides of his mouth at the same time. So which do we listen to? Do we pay more attention to the first thing, the second thing, or is it a suffix which we pay more attention to? So the Mishnah is going to present the Shita of Ben Nanas, which is that Tfos Lashon Achron. Then the Gemara is going to establish that not everybody agrees with Ben Nanas, that the Chachamim in fact disagree, but not that they hold Tfos Lashon Rishon, but that they hold it's a suffix when someone has two opposite Lashonos. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that the Gemara is going to try to figure out what Shmuel holds. Does Shmuel hold Tfos Lashon Achron, or does he also hold it's a suffix like the Shita of the Chachamim? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss why it is. We know that Rav holds Tfos Lashon Achron, but we know it too well. He told it to us twice. So why does Rav have to tell me in two different places that Tfos Lashon Achron isn't one place enough? So that's the whole daf. It's all about Tfos Lashon Rishon or Tfos Lashon Achron. So we had said in the previous Mishnah, Daf Kuf Gimel and Beis, that if a person sells a base kor offer, and he says that he's selling it mid bechevel, which means he's selling it with a very precise measurement, so if it's off, even by a little bit, the mochar has to add to that shear of a base kor, and if he adds even a little bit, then it has to, the lokeach has to return the extra. But if he says, hein chaser, hein yaser, he doesn't say mid bechevel, he says, give or take. So then we assume that there's a mechila until you get to a shear of a base rova for each sa'ah. So our Mishnah discusses what if he uses both of those lashonos. So it's a stira between one and the other. So midah bechevel ani mocher lecha, hein chaser, hein yaser. The guy says, I'm selling you precisely a base kor afar, give or take. So those are two lashonos that are obviously soser one another. So says the Mishnah, batel, hein chaser, hein yaser, midah bechevel. His second statement, hein chaser, hein yaser, is mevatel the first statement. And it's not expected to be a precise measurement. It's expected to be give or take, and therefore up until a certain amount, we assume that there is a mechila, up until a certain margin of error. If he says, hein chaser, hein yaser, mida bechevel, he flips it, he first says give or take, and then he says very precise, that it's going to be measured precisely, then we assume, batel mida bechevel, hein chaser, hein yaser. Once again, we go with the last thing that he said. So the mida bechevel is going to be dominant, the hein chaser, hein yaser is going to be ignored, and therefore if he gives him even a little bit less than a base core, or adds just a little bit more, so they have to make the correction. Divrei Ben Anas, that is the Shita of Ben Anas, who is Rabbi Shimon Ben Anas, and we're going to see soon that not everyone agrees to Ben Anas. And the Sefer Kosei Yeshuos, he points out that even though we already said in the Reisha that we follow Lashon Achron, so why does it have to tell me both ways, which one, Hein Chaser and Yasser comes first, and Midah B'Chevel comes first? So he says, still has to tell, there's makom to say that it's not because we're Tfos Lashon Achron, meaning I would have thought that that Midah B'Chevel Hein Chaser Hein Yaser, we follow Hein Chaser Hein Yaser, because I would have thought that Adrabba, we'd follow Tchilas Tvar, where he says, Beis Koran Ofer Ani Mocher Lach, and where you say such a Lashon, that is Ki'ilu, you said Hein Chaser Hein Yaser. And therefore the Mishnah has to tell me in the Sefer that no, it's because we're following Sof Tavarov, we're following what he says at the very end, meaning what the Kosei Yeshuos is pointing out is that really there are three Lashonos over here. He says Beis Kor Afar Ani Mochalach, and then he says both Lashonos of Midah Bechevel and Hein Chaser Hein Yaser. So I would have thought that that first statement matters, even in the context where he then elaborated. No, so Kamash Malan, we ignore that first statement because he's obviously trying to explain it when he says either Midah Bechevel or Hein Chaser Hein Yaser. And as far as Midah B'Chevel versus Hein Chaser, Hein Yaser, we're always going to go with the later of the two statements. So that is the Shita of Ben Nanas. That is our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Amarav, Cholkel, and Alav Chaveru Val Benanos, that the other Tanaim disagree with Benanos, and they hold that it's a suffix whether we follow Lashon Achron or Lashon Rishon, and because it's a suffix, so Mamal Multiple Suffix Cholkin, we're always going to split the money. So the Ritva points out, even though he changed his statement, Petoch Kedei Dibor, and normally you're allowed to be Chozer Petoch Kedei Dibor, but since he only said the Lashon Achron, and he didn't say that he's being Chozer from the Lashon Rishon, so we always have to be Choshish that maybe he's not being Chozer Bo. Meaning what the Ritva is bothered by is, well, isn't it obvious that you would go with Lashon Achron? How could you say that it's a Suffolk? We always assume that a person has the ability to be Chozer Petoch Kedei Dibor, except for certain areas of Halacha, which require extra strong levels of Das. But typically we assume that a person says something and he has the ability to be Chazer B'tol Kedei Dibor. This sounds like both of these statements are made B'tol Kedei Dibor. So why wouldn't we follow Lashon Achron? So he says being Chazer B'tol Kedei Dibor requires making it obvious that you're trying to be Chozer. But if it's not obvious that you're trying to be Chozer and you never give any indication that you're being Chozer, you just say another Lashon, so then we're not going to say that that's a Chazara B'tol Kedei Dibor. The Tosos Rid explains that that this sheet of the Chum holds that it's a suffix because a person says two Lashonos at the same time. It's Mestaber that he wasn't trying to change what he said. He was trying to double down on what he was saying. He was trying to be Mechazik what he said. And he just got confused and he accidentally said the wrong thing. So the suffix is which one was his precise Lashon and which one was just him getting confused. Meaning from the whole context, it doesn't sound like the guy was trying to be Chozer. It sounds like the guy was trying to be as clear as he could be, so he said it in two different ways. But problem is, he just got confused and he said something that didn't exactly line up. So the suffix is, what was the confusion and what did he mean for real? But be that as it may, Rav points out that even though our Mishnah only presents one shita, that of Ben Nanas, that we're Tfos Lashon Achron, there is another shita, the shita of the Chachamim, who say that it's a suffix and therefore Cholkin. So says the Gemara, my Kamashmalan. What is the great chiddush of Rav that the Chacham disagree with Benanas? Tanino, we know the Chacham disagree with Benanas because Bab Basra comes after Bab Metzia, and we already learned in Bab Metzia in a Mishnah, Mesachs Bab Metzia, at the end of Bab Metzia, that Maisa B'Tzipori, there was a story in the city of Tzipori, Be'echot Shesachar Merchatz Mechavero, there was a guy who rented a Beis HaMerchatz from somebody else, and the Maskir says, I'm giving you the Merchatz, here are the terms of the rental. B'Shneimas Zuv Lashana, Dinar Zav L'Chodesh. It's going to be 12 Zuvim Lashana, one Dinar Zav for each month. So he said two different ways of paying. So even though in a normal year, on a non-leap year, there's no difference between them, but if it's a Shana Mu'uberes, where there are going to be 13 months, so then there's going to be a big difference between them. Because if we follow the Lashon Rishon, it's going to be 12 Zuvim for the whole year, and he's not going to have to give a 13th Zuv. But if we're Tfos Lashon Achron, that the Chiv is really a Dinar Zav for each month, and now there are 13 months, so now you're going to have to give 13 Zuhuvim. Uba Maisel Lefnei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So the Shaila came to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Lefnei Rabbi Yossi, and to Rabbi Yossi, Va'amru, and they said, Yachloku es Chodesh HaIbur, that you split the difference, you split that Chodesh HaIbur, you pay for half of that month, because we're not sure whether it's Tfos Lashon Rishon or Tfos Lashon Achron. So you see, Beferish in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi do not hold like Benanas. They say Benanas held Tfos Lashon Achron b'Toras Vaday. These Tanaim hold that it's a suffix and therefore Cholkin. So why does Rav have to tell me, oh, by the way, you should know Benanas isn't the only opinion? Yeah, it's a machlokas ve'achar kach stam. We know that there was a machlokas earlier on in Maseches B'Metzia. So answers the Gemara that no, Rav had to tell me that the Chum disagreed with Benanas in our Mishnah, because even though the Mishnah in B'Metzia Legabi the Merchat says that they disagree, Ime Hasam, if I would have tried to learn from that Mishnah in B'Metzia with the Merchats, Hava Amina, I would have had the possible thought to say that really it's not what's going on over there. has nothing to do with Tfos Loshon Rishon or Tfos Loshon Achron. Not nothing to do. But it's not really a machlokes whether Tfos Loshon Achron or Safek. No, over there it's a different, there's another factor. Hasam hu, the ikal meimar mehadr kahadr bay. Over there we say achloku because the Loshonos are not necessarily being sosar one another. Because it is possible to say that when he says Dinar Zav L'chodesh, he's backing out on that which he said, Shnei Masar Zuhuvim L'shana, but it's also plausible, V'ikal Meimar Prushika Mefarish, it's also plausible that he wasn't trying to back out, that he was just explaining what he meant, that he held that Shnei Masar Zuhuvim L'shana, but the way that it's going to be paid, meaning the price is going to be Shnei Masar Zuhuvim L'shana, what is the payment plan on these Shnei Masar Zuhuvim L'shana? Oh, let me explain to you, it's going to be one dinar zav each month for the next 12 months. But not that I'm going to charge you a 13th dinar zahav for the 13th month. No, when he said dinar l'chodesh, dinar zahav l'chodesh, he wasn't changing the price. He was explaining the payment plan. So even in the Shana Mu'ubaras, you're not going to have to add another dinar zahav. So we're just not sure if he was even trying to be chozer bo. Meaning maybe Enochinami, had we known for sure that he was speaking out of both sides of his mouth and he was saying two different things, so then I would say Tfos Loshon Achron. But over here, I can't be sure Tfos Loshon Achron because maybe there is no Loshon Rishon Loshon Achron. Maybe it's Purushik HaMefarish. Maybe he's just explaining how the payments are going to work. Aval Hacha, but in our Mishnah, Devadaika Hadarbei, where I know for sure that he's saying two contradictory things and therefore he is trying to back out, because in our Mishnah, it was base core where he says Hein Chaser Hein Yasser, which means that I'm allowing for a margin of error, and Mid Bechevel, which means I'm not allowing for a margin of error. So one is not an explanation of the other. It's they clearly contradict each other. Say Malo, I would say that maybe the Chacham would agree to Ben Nanas and we'd follow Lashon Achron. So come Ash Malon. That's why Rav had to tell me that the Chachamim disagree with Ben Nanas, and that is the Svara of Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi and Bab Metzia, that it's not about that they think that he's just offering a payment plan or describing what the payment plan is, payment plan is going to be. It's that they're not sure whether Tfos Loshon and that's why they say that it is that it's Cholkin. Now the Rashbam writes that within the Tzad, that Prushe Kamefaresh, that even though Me'ikar Adin, the halacha normally is Schir Seinem Shtalem Asal LeBasov, that's Meseches Kiddushin, that normally you only have to pay for the Schirus when the term of the Schirus is up. He's trying to make a Tanai that the Socher is going to pay him every month, right? He would like a monthly payment rather than receive payment for the whole year at the end of the year. And he figures, the maskir figures, he benefits from this as well, in that he could be chozer bo be'emtza hashana, meaning he could say, you know what, you paid me for the first 4 months, I'm done, that's it, get out of the house, I'm taking those 4 months of rent, and we're not continuing our relationship. Whereas if it was just Shnei Masar Zuvim L'shana, he would not have the ability to be chozer be'emtza hashana. So the maskir is doing this for two reasons. Meaning, if you were to assume that he's trying to set up a method of payment and he's not trying to change the price, there, why would he care what the method of payment is? Two reasons. Number one, maybe he needs the cash flow, so it'll come in on a monthly basis as opposed to waiting till the end. And also, it gives him flexibility to terminate the relationship earlier than it had to be. So that's how the Rashbam writes in Dibra Maschil E. In the Re'im Horovitz, he says he doesn't understand. He says, if that's the case, then each month is a separate schirus. So why doesn't the guy have to pay for the 13th month? Meaning, this is all explaining within the tzad that the guy doesn't have to pay for the 13th month. According to what the Rashbam is saying is that this gives the maskir the flexibility to back out after each month because each month's payment is a separate schirus. Well, then what happened to the 13th month of schirus? What's that going to be? Where's the payment for that? You should have had to pay for that. So that's a difficulty with the shita of the Rashbam. Okay, but be that as it may, we did have this Mishnah Maseches Bava Metzia where they said that they split that final month. Now there is a discussion in the contemporary Achronim. Does this still apply nowadays? Meaning, are we still unsure when a guy says that Dinar Zav L'Chodesh and Shemas Zuvim for the Shana? So would we still say the same din? Why not? What's the difference between now and then? So the Shaul Meshiv points out in a Tshuva in Madura Tinyana Choshe Mishpat Simul Chavtas, huge difference between now and then. and then. That this din applied in the time of the Mishnah, where there was the ibur was al pi cheshbon. It wasn't nikva in Beis Din. I couldn't tell you in advance what the next several centuries of the calendar is going to look like. Every month was an adventure. Every year was an adventure, right? Is it going to be a shanamu beres or not? So then you could say that the ibur was just something that happened, and the mazel of the socher was gorim, that it became 13 months, and okay, so he got something for free. But bezman hazeh, once they were masakin the luach, where everybody knows the kviyus based on the cheshbon, you can't say the mazel of the socher was gorim, because the ibur is not something that's happenstance. It was a mistake at the time that they wrote the shtar of the schirus, that the masker didn't know that it was 13 months, and lechor bezman hazeh, the chodesh ibur should be shaykh to the maskir, because it was obvious that they really intended on one dinar zahav a month, and they were just unaware of a metzius that was. So it wasn't a mazel that changed. But the Sholem Eshev writes, all the posts can bring this din. So as much as you want to say a svara, that maybe it doesn't apply bizman hazeh, it's quoted in the Tshuvas Harif and in the Shittim Gubetzes where they quote this din. So and he quotes from other svarim as well. In the end of the Tshuva, he quotes Mari Mintz that the real reason that the Chodesh Ibur belongs to the Socher is because Ibur Hashana is done in order to equal out the lunar months and the lunar years and the solar years, and the days of Adar Rishon are Mashlim the Chisaron of all the Chodesh Levana that have already passed. But it's not B'makom Chodesh Adar of this year, and the Adar that's Shaykh to this year didn't happen until Adar Sheni, which is an interesting discussion in its own right, meaning which Adar is the real Adar, right? Is Adar Rishon the extra month, or is Adar Sheni the extra month? It's a chiddush that any of them, that you have to identify either one of them as being Adar, right? Because the names of months don't appear anywhere in Tanakh. It's Chodesh Chamishi and Chodesh Arvi, and that's the way we refer to it in Tanakh. The names came much later on. But anyway, that's the Ha'ara of the Sholem Eshev, that maybe one would have thought that this din changes nowadays, but no, it doesn't. Okay, so Amar Vidom Shmuel. So now comes along Shmuel, he says, Zo divrei ben nanas, aval chachamim omrim, halachachar pachu shebelashonos. That our Mishnah reflects the shita of ben nanas, that it's... That we're tfos loshon achron, but the chum hold that it's a suffix whether it's tfos loshon achron and tfos loshon rishon, and since the mocher is the one that's muchsak on the karka, so we assume the mocher has the upper hand, and therefore we follow the loshon that gives the lokech less power. So the lokech is always going to be the one that loses out. So if he got a little bit extra, even just a little bit, he's got to return that extra land to the mocher, because it said mid bechevel. If he got a little bit less than the up until the rova lasa'a, the mocher does not have to be mashlim that land, because he also said hein chaser hein yaser, and therefore the lokeach is going to lose out in one direction or the other. That's how the Rashbam explains that the chachamim are also mesupak, and therefore we give it to the mocher because he has the upper end. Muke Yosef, he just points out that it's mestaber that the mocher specifically said both lashonos in order to give himself the better bargaining position, or to give himself the better position in any disputes. He used Lashon Mida Bechevel in case it ends up that he gave more than that the land is larger than the base core, and then so it will ensure that the lokeach will have to return that extra. And he used the mocher specifically used Lashon Hein Chaser Hein Yasar, so that if it turns out that the piece of land that he gave him is slightly smaller, that he's not going to have to be mashlim that to the lokeach. Meaning what the Muke Yosef is highlighting is, who's the one that really set the conditions over here, that set the terms over here? It's the mocher that really is the one that sets the terms. So if the mocher used both of these lashonos, we cannot discount the possibility that he specifically used both of these lashonos because he's trying to put himself in the best possible position. The Rimi Gash and the Ritva just point out a chiddush that the reason that we don't follow the Lashon Achron is because he said both of them bebas achas, and he didn't have another dibur in between. So we're tofes both lashonos, and the Yad HaMocher is is Ala Aliona. But if you would have been mafsik between the two Lashonos with some other Dibur, then everyone would have said we're Holichach Lashon Achron. I mean, the only reason there's machlokas, whether we're Holichach Lashon Achron, like Benana says, or whether we say go with the Pachush of Lashonos and just give the Mocher the upper hand, is only because there was nothing else that he said in between. But had there been something else he said in between, then everyone would say Tfas Lashon Achron. Okay, be that as it may, Shmuel also points out that the sheet of Benanas, as it appears in our Mishnah, is not universally agreed upon, and that the Chachamim disagree, and they say it's a Safek, and because it's a Safek, they're going to give the Mocher the upper hand. So far we had a Mishnah that said the sheet of Benanas of Tfas Lashon Achron. We had Rav who said, you should know the Chachamim disagree with that, and the Gemara said, we know, and we had to explain why Rav had to say it. And then we said, now Shmuel comes along and says, you should know, the Chachamim disagree with that. So now the Gemara says, what does Shmuel mean when he says, Zu divrei benanas, but the Chachamim disagree? Zo velo svirulei? Does Shmuel mean to say, Zo divrei benanas, and I disagree with benanas? I hold like the Chachamim? V'Rav and Shmuel damri tervaya, but didn't Rav and Shmuel both tell us in the following case, Kor b'shloshim, if the guy says, I'm selling you a kor of chitim, which is 30 of wheat, for the price of 30 sla'im, ani mocher lecha, so I'm selling you 30 se'im of wheat for 30 sla'im, so he dafka wants to sell a kor, a full kor, and not any less than that, so the entire kor is one, it's one mekach, it's one deal, and until you take delivery of the whole thing, nothing has happened. So yachal achzer bo afilu b'sa'a achrona. So when you delivered the first 29 sin, and you haven't yet delivered that 30th sin, you can still back out. Nothing has happened yet because the deal was for a car, it was for all 30. But if he uses both Lashonos, he starts by saying that it's going to be a kor for Shloshim Slaim. And then he says, you know, each Sa'ah for a Sela, so Rishon Kona. Then each Sa'ah that the Lokeach is Kona, he's Kona. And neither of them could back out on that which he was already Kona. So you see that Shmuel holds Tfos Lashon Achron, and that's like Benanas in our Mishnah. Whereas when Shmuel said, oh, Zol Devrei Benanas, but the Chum disagree. It made it sound like Shmuel does not hold like Ben Nana. So which is it? Shmuel, on the one hand, said Zod Divrei Ben Nana, which makes it sound like he's rejecting Ben Nana. And here, by the Kor B'Shloshim and Sa'a B'Sela, it sounds like he's accepting the Shita of Ben Nana, that we go exclusively with the Lashon Achron of Sa'a B'Sela. So Ella... Ella Zo Visfirulei. No, it must be that when Shmuel says Zo Divrei Benanas, he's pointing out that Chum disagree, but he doesn't disagree. He's saying Zo Visfirulei. This is the Shita of Benanas, and I kind of like it. I think the Shita of Benanas is really good, so I'm going to go with that. So, Frakti Gemara, Umi Svirulei? Really? Does Shmuel hold like Benanas that were Tfos Lashon Achron? Vaha Amar Shmuel, but didn't Shmuel tell us in that Mishnah B'Metzia that we spoke about before, where someone is Maskir Rabayus with two different Lashonos, he says Shneimas. And he says Dinar Zav L'Chodesh, and then it was Nisab Rashana, so we said they split the Chodesh Ibur. So Shmuel said, yeah, that's Bebaba Emtsa Chodesh Askinan. That's if this dispute comes to Bezin 2 weeks into that 13th month. So there's a suffix with the Tfos Lashon Rishon and Tfos Lashon Achron, so we leave everybody Becheskasam. Right, so up until the first half of the month, that's already passed, and therefore the maskir is asking for payment on what the socher has already experienced and lived and used. So we say, sorry, the socher wins because he got those first 2 weeks already. He's muchsak in that, and he doesn't have to pay for that. What about the next 2 weeks that the socher has not yet lived there? So that the maskir is going to win. The maskir is going to say, if you'd like to continue to live here, you're going to have to pay me for the rent. So the 2 weeks of rent is for the next 2 weeks. But had the maskir come at the beginning of the 13th month asking for the payment, kula lemaskir, he would win because he's the one that's muksuk in the karka. And besof hachodesh, and if the discussion would have only happened after the 13th month, kula lesocher, the socher would win because he's the one that's being machzik, and the maskir is tovea the money from the socher. So misafik, we'd leave it with the socher. So from Shmuel following the muchsak, you see that he's mesupak, whether it were tfos lashon rishon or tfos lashon achron, where we just said that Shmuel holds like Ben Nana, zov is svirulei. that he holds like Ben Nanas, that we're Tfilas Lashon Achron. So because of that, the Gemara says that no, according to Shmuel, there's a suffix for the Tfilas Lashon Rishon Achron. Elo liolam lo sfirilei. Zo velo sfirilei. When he says, Zo devri Ben Nanas, and the Chacham disagree with Ben Nanas, he's trying to say Ben Nanas holds Tfilas Lashon Achron, but Ben Nanas is a Das Yachid. And I hold like the majority opinion that does not hold of Ben Nanas. Rather, I hold that it's a suffix whether it's Tfilas Lashon Rishon or Tfilas Lashon Achron. And therefore, in the din of our Mishnah, I would hold like the Chacham that we go with the Muchsuk and the Pachos Shebelashonos. Whereas in the case of Kor B'Shloshim, Sa'a B'Sela, Shmuel says Rishon Rishon Kana. But the reason for Shmuel is not because of Tfilas Lashon Achron, like we tried to explain, right? The whole Hechrich to say that Shmuel holds Tfilas Lashon Achron was because of that case of Kor B'Shloshim, Sa'a B'Sela, where Shmuel apparently was stuck on the Sa'a B'Sela part of it. So he said, oh, it's because of Tfilas Lashon Achron. No, it's a suffix. Vahasam, the reason over there by the Kor B'Shloshim, Sa'a B'Sela, the reason by the case, by the Mishnah of the Merchatz that they split it, and Shmuel says that it's, they're talking about that it's Be'emtza Chodesh, where they're coming in the middle of the 13th month, and that's why they split it. Time am I, why is it that they split it? Mishum Tetafis, because each one is already toface on half of the payment for that month. The socher is toface the payment that he has not yet paid for that which he's already lived there, and the maskir is still muksuk in the karka for the 2 weeks that have not happened yet. Well, hachanami by the kor b'shloshim sa'a b'sela, where we said rishon rishon kana. The reason it's rishon rishon kana is not because it's tfilas lashon achron. It's because Hatafis, the Lokeach is already holding on, meaning that they're 10 into the deal. 10 sin have been delivered, 20 have not. Well, the 10 that have been delivered, the Lokeach is already holding on to. He's toe-faced. You're not going to be able to be motzi that miyado, and therefore it's not because of Tfilas Lashon Achron. So even if you would flip the Lashon, and it would have been Sa'a B'Sela Kor B'Shloshim, Shmuel would say the same din, that whatever he's holding on to, he's already holding on to. That's as far as Shmuel. Now, Amrav, Huna Amri, Bei Rav, they said in the base manager of Rav, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin says whenever it says Amri Bei Rav, it's referring to the Rav Hamnuna, who's a Talmud of Rav. So over here it's Rav Huna quoting from Rav Hamnuna in the name of Rav. That's how the Rashbam explains. Rav Huna quoting from Rav Hamnuna in the name of Rav. Problem is Tosin Yivamus Daf Pei Gimel points out that there must be two Rav Hamnunas, and this is not the Rav Hamnuna who's a Talmud of Rav Huna, because it's not Mistaver that Rav Huna is going to be quoting something from his own Talmud in the name of Rav, right? So it must be that this was another Rav Hamnuna who is an actual Talmud of Rav and not a Talmud of Rav Huna. However, Tosav there quotes Rabbeinu Tam that disagrees with Rashbam and holds when the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Amri Bei Rav is not Rav Hamnuna, Amri Bei Rav is Rav Huna. So over here the Girsa should be Omar Rav Hamnuna Amri Bei Rav. It's Rav Hamnuna quoting Rav Huna, who's the Amri Bei Rav, and that makes sense because Rav Hamnuna was a Talmud of Rav Huna. So anyway, somebody says that Istra Mea Ma'i, that if a person says, I'm selling you this object for an Istra, and Istra happens to be 96 prutos, and by the way, it's going to be Mea Ma'i, 100 prutos. So Mea Ma'i, the halacha is that with Tfilas Lashon Achron, he really wants 100 prutos. And the same would be the opposite. Mea Ma'i Istra, Istra. If he says Mea Ma'i, and then he says Istra, which is 96 prutos, it's 96 prutos. So we're always Tfilas Lashon Achron. So my Kamashman, what's Rav teaching me? L'chari, he's telling me Tfilas Lashon Achron. He's just trying to tell me the Shita of Ben Nanas, and that's how he paskins. But Ha'amara Rav Chadazimna, Rav already taught me this once. Da'amar Rav, because Legabe, the Mishnah Maseches Bamitzia with the Merchatz for 12 months, for one Zohar for each year, and for each month, and the 12 Zihuvim for the whole year. And then it's Nisabra, Shana, and Rabbi Yossi said that they split that Chodesh Ibor, that Rav commented on that. Had I been the one consulted on that Shaila, I would have given all of the rental payment to the Maskir, because the Lashon Achron was Dinar Zov L'Chodesh, and we pass in Tfos Lashon Achron. So we already know what Rav holds about this. Rav holds Tfos Lashon Achron. So what's Rav telling me now? Why does he have to tell me again? So skipping the parentheses, Ma'u Detema, so says Marna, I would have thought that the reason Rav is willing to award the Maskir with the entire Chodesh HaIbur is because when he says Dinar L'Chodesh, he's not trying to be Chozer on Shemas Zuvim L'Shana, but rather Prushikam from Mefarish. He's being Mefarish that he does not mean Shnei Masur Zuhuvim even in the Shana Mu'uberes. Shnei Masur Zuhuvim is for Shana Pshuta, based on the Cheshbon of Dinar for each month. So since there's a possibility that he's not being Chozer, he's only being Mefarish Tvarov, I'd rather say that rather than say that a guy is talking out of both sides of his mouth at the same time. But Istra Me'amai, that's for sure being Chozer. That's as if he said 96 Prutos, 100 Prutos. That doesn't make any sense. So Rav is going to say that one might have thought that Rav would say that we follow the Muchzuk and we don't necessarily go with the Lashon Achron. So Kamashman, that's why Rav had to tell me that even in that case where it's clear that he's contradicting himself, we pass him like Benanos, that it is in fact Tvos Lashon Achron. From tomorrow we will pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Vav Amar Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful day.